The Sumatran tiger is not heard in this jungle sound portrait. This is of little concern, as the tiger was not wandering around in this part of the forest when these sounds were captured. However, conservationists worry that the roar of this magnificent beast might be stilled for all eternity if measures are not taken to ensure its survival.
All tigers, of course, are incredibly beautiful and incredible important species, but the Sumatran tiger is genetically distinct. There is no other tiger population like it. If we lose the Sumatran tiger, we have lost something unique on planet Earth.
Susan Lieberman is director of WWF's International Species Program. She is working very hard to make sure the Sumatran tiger does not end up like the Bali tiger, which went extinct in the 1930s, and the Java tiger, which died out in the 1970s. She says this doesn't have to happen.
I don't want to be sitting here in 10 years telling you about the disappearance of the Sumatran tiger, that it too has gone the way of the Java and the Bali tiger. We do believe that there is a chance. We do believe that the habitat loss, the illegal logging, can be slowed down or stopped, and that the populations can recover.
Indeed, that's just what happened with the tiger in the Russian Far East. Ms. Lieberman says 10 years ago, it looked as though the tiger there was disappearing. But anti-poaching efforts have revived their fortunes, and the tiger population is increasing. A new report by the Wildlife Trade Monitoring Network, TRAFIC, reveals that at least 50 Sumatran tigers were poached each year between 1998 and 2002. Latest figures show that only between 400 and 500 tigers are left in the wilds of Sumatra. Ms. Lieberman says a combination of poaching, illegal trade, and habitat loss is driving the tiger toward extinction.
There's a tremendous amount of illegal and unsustainable logging for timber and paper and pulp going on Sumatra. So tigers have less and less habitat, and they come into conflict with humans more. And when they come into conflict with humans coming into villages, etc., because their habitat's gone, they get poached more easily because there's less and less true wild forest available to them.
The Sumatran tigers are fully protected by law, but that hasn't stopped the lucrative illegal trade of tiger parts. Poachers sell their skin. They sell their bones. They sell their claws. Ms. Lieberman says both the domestic and international markets for these products are flourishing. For instance, tiger bone traditionally has been used in Chinese medicine.
Other parts of the tiger, the whisker, the paws, different parts of the tigers are believed to have magic properties, used as charms, for example. So the study actually showed that the tiger bone trade may be declining, but trade in other parts of the tiger, again, the skin from wealthy people who want one as a status symbol, or other parts of the tiger. I keep coming back to the claws, for example, because they're valued for spiritual, magical properties.
The report also finds a thriving trade in live tigers. Some are smuggled out of the country. Some end up in foreign zoos run by unscrupulous people. Ms. Lieberman says Indonesia has good laws in place. Unfortunately, they are not being enforced.
The judiciary needs the capacity and the willingness. It is often a matter of willingness to put people in jail. If there are good laws, that people could be put in jail, and that is a major deterrent if other people who are poaching see that their neighbor is now in jail. So the judiciary needs to take it very seriously as well. And one thing that WWF is doing in Sumatra and elsewhere in Indonesia is now doing training for the judiciary, for prosecutors and judges, so they can understand as well the seriousness of these crimes.
WWF and TRAFIC are urging the Indonesian authorities to increase anti-poaching measures and to crack down on the illegal international and domestic trade in Sumatran tiger parts. They say better law enforcement is needed to save the last of Indonesia's tigers from extinction. Lisa Schlein, DW Radio, Geneva.